Surah Rum 13, Ayah 21. وَمِنْ آيَاتِهِ أَنْ خَلَقَ لَكُمْ مِنْ أَنفُسِكُمْ أَزْوَاجًا لِتَسْكُنُوا إِلَيْهَا وَجَعَلَ بَيْنَكُمْ مَوَدَّةً وَرَحْمَةً إِنَّ فِي ذَلِكَ لَآيَاتٍ لِقَوْمٍ يَتَفَكَّرُونَ. And from his ayats, signs is that he created you for you pairs, wives, for your souls, so that you take satisfaction towards them. And he has put love and mercy between you. Surely in that are ayats, signs for people who consider. Surah Hujrat, that is 49:13 ayat. Ya ayyuhan nas, O mankind, inna khalaqnakum min dhakarin wa unsa wa ja'alnakum shu'uban wa qabaila lita'arafu inna akramakum indallah atqakum inna Allah alimun khabir. O mankind, surely we have created you from zakar. Wa min ayatiyan khalaqa lakum min anfusikum azwaja. And from his ayahs is that he created for you min anfusikum, from your souls, nafs, psychology. Azwaj means pairs. Litaskunu ilayha, so that you take satisfaction towards them. Waja'ala bainakum mawaddatan wa rahma, and he has put love and mercy between you. It's Surah Mumtahinna 60 and Ayah 12. Ya ayyuhan nabiyyu, إِذَا جَاءَكَ الْمُؤْمِنَاتِ يُبَايِعْنَكَ عَلَىٰ أَلَّا يُشْرِكْنَ بِاللَّهِ شَيْئًا وَلَا يَسْرِقْنَ وَلَا يَزْنِينَ وَلَا يَقْتُلْنَ أَوْلَادَهُنَّ وَلَا يَأْتِينَ بِبُهْتَانٍ يَفْتَرِينَهُ بَيْنَ أَيْدِيهِنَّ وَأَرْجُلِهِنَّ وَلَا يَعْصِينَكَ فِي مَعْرُوفٍ فَبَايِعْهُنَّ وَاسْتَغْفِرْ لَهُنَّ اللَّهَ إِنَّ اللَّهَ غَفُورٌ رَحِيمٌ. O Prophet, when believing women comes to you to have a deal with you, that they will not associate anything but with Allah, and they will not steal, and they will not commit adultery, and they will not kill their children, and they will not come with a slander, a false charge, inventing, which is between their hands and the legs, and they will not disobey you in that which is known, acknowledged, then have a deal with them. And for them, seek forgiveness from Allah. Surely Allah is forgiving, merciful. In Surah Ali Imran 3 and Ayah 14. زُيِّنَ لِلنَّاسِ حُبُّ الشَّهَوَاتِ مِنَ النِّسَاءِ وَالْبَنِينَ وَالْقَنَاطِيرِ الْمُقَنْطَرِ مِنَ الذَّهْبِ وَالْفِضَّةِ وَالْخَيْلِ الْمُسَوَّمَةِ وَالْأَنْعَامِ وَالْحَرْثِ ذَلِكَ مَتَاعُ الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا وَاللَّهُ عِنْدَهُ حُسْنُ الْمَآبِ. Adornment for people is the love of desires for women and sons, and heaped up heaps of gold and silver and marked horses and cattle and cultivated land. That is the enjoyment of worldly life, and the beautiful resort is near Allah. Surah Al-Nur 24 and Ayah 37. رِجَالٌ لَا تُلْهِيهِمْ تِجَارَةٌ وَلَا بَيْعٌ عن ذكر الله وإقام الصلاة وإيتاء الزكاة يخافون يوما تتقلب فيه القلوب والأبصار. Men are those whom neither business nor deal or contracts diverge them from the remembrance of Allah, and to establish the salah prayer, and to give zakah justification, they fear a day when the hearts and insights will be turned about. Surah An-Nur 24, Ayah 58. Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu liyasta'dhinkum alladhina malakat aymanukum walladhina lam yablughu al-huluma minkum thalatha marrat min qabli salati al-fajri wa hina tad'una thiyabakum min adh-dhahirati wa min ba'di salati al-isha' thalathu awratin lakum laysa 'alaykum wa la 'alayhim junahum ba'dahunna طوافون عليكم بعضكم على بعض كذلك يبين الله لكم الآيات والله عليم حكيم. O you who believe, those whom your right possesses and those among you who have not reached puberty, sexual maturity, ask permission from you three times, before the Fajr, the dawn prayer, and in the afternoon, and when you take off your garments, and after the Isha prayers, night prayer. Three times of pudendum, genitals, sexual relation for you. Apart from these timings, there is no fault on you or on them that you move about to one another. Likewise, Allah clarifies ayah signs for you, and Allah is knowing wise. Surah Al-Baqarah 2, ayah 187, page number 9 and 10. أُحِلَّ لَكُمْ لَيْلَةَ الصِّيَامِ الرَّفَثُ إِلَى نِسَائِكُمْ هُنَّ لِبَاسٌ لَكُمْ وَأَنْتُمْ لِبَاسٌ لَهُنَّ عَلِمَ اللَّهُ أَنَّكُمْ كُنْتُمْ تَخْتَانُونَ أَنفُسَكُمْ فَتَابَ عَلَيْكُمْ وَعَفَا عَنْكُمْ فَالْآنَ بَاشِرُهُنَّ وَابْتَغُوا مَا كَتَبَ اللَّهُ لَكُمْ وَكُلُوا وَاشْرَبُوا حَتَّى يَتَبَيَّنَ لَكُمُ الْخَيْطُ الْأَبْيَضُ مِنَ الْخَيْطِ الْأَسْوَدِ مِنَ الْفَجْرِ ثُمَّ أَتِمُّوا الصِّيَامَ إِلَى اللَّيْلِ ولا تباشروهن وانتم عاكفون في المساجد تلك حدود الله فلا تقربوها كذلك يبين الله اياته للناس لعلهم يتقون. It is lawful for you to be indecent, to have obscene talks to your women in the night of the fast. They are a covering for you and you are a covering for them. Allah knows that you betrayed your souls, so he returns over you and pardon you about it. So now accompany them and seek what Allah has written for you, and eat and drink until from the dawn the white thread clarifies for you from the black thread. Then complete the fast towards the night, and you do not accompany them when you are devoted in the mosque. They are the boundaries of Allah, so you do not go near them. Likewise, Allah clarifies His ayah signs for people so they may take guard. Al-Baqarah 2, ayah 2. وَيَسْأَلُونَكَ عَنِ الْمَحِيضِ قُلْ هُوَ أَذًى فَاعْتَزِلُوا النِّسَاءَ فِي الْمَحِيضِ وَلَا تَقْرُبُوهُنَّ حَتَّى يَطْهُرْنَّ فَإِذَا تَطَهَّرْنَّ فَأْتُوهُنَّ مِنْ حَيْثُ أَمَرَكُمُ اللَّهُ إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُحِبُّ التَّوَّابِينَ وَيُحِبُّ الْمُتَطَهِّرِينَ. And they question you about the menstruations. Say, it is a hurt, anxiety. So detach the woman in the menstruation, and you do not go near them until they are purified. So when they are purified, then come to them from where Allah has ordered you. Surely Allah loves those who returns, and He loves those who purify. Al-Baqarah 2, ayah 2-3. نِسَاءُكُمْ حَرْثٌ لَكُمْ فَأَتُوا حَرْثَكُمْ أَنَّاشِئْتُمْ وَقَدِّمُوا لِأَنفُسِكُمْ وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ وَاعْلَمُوا أَنَّكُمْ مُلَاقُوهُ وَبَشِّرِ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. Your women are a cultivated land for you. So come to your cultivated land how you will, and advance for your psyche and take guard of Allah, and know that you are going to meet Him, and give the good news to the believers. In Surah Al-Aqaf 46, ayah 15. وَوَصَّيْنَا الْإِنسَانَ بِوَالِدَيْهِ إِحْسَانًا حَمَلَتْهُ أُمُّهُ كُرْهًا وَوَضَعَتْهُ كُرْهًا وَحَمْلُهُ وَفِصَالُهُ 30 شَهْرًا. That's not the complete ayat. I am reading below another ayat. These are portions of the ayat that is related to our topic. Al-Baqarah 2, 233. وَالْوَالِدَاتُ يُرْضِعْنَا أَوْلَادَهُنَّ حَوْلَيْنِ كَامِلَيْنِ. And the mothers will suckle, nourish their children, completing two periodic surroundings. We gave the testament to the man to give good, to be good with his parents. His mother carried him dislikingly and placed him dislikingly. And his carrying and his weaning separation is 30 months. In Surah Al-Asr 17 and Ayah 31. وَلَا تَقْتُلُوا أَوْلَادَكُمْ خَشْيَةَ إِمْلَاقٍ نَحْنُ نَرْزُقُهُمْ وَإِيَّاكُمْ إِنَّ قَتْلَهُمْ كَانَ خِطْئًا كَبِيرًا. And do not kill your children for the fear of poverty. We provide sustenance to them and to you. Surely their killing is a big mistake. Surah An-Nisa 4 and Ayah 34. الرجال قوامون على النساء بما فضل الله بعضهم على بعض وبما أنفقوا من أموالهم فالصالحات قانتات حافظات للغيب بما حفظ الله واللاتي تخافون نشوزهن فعزوهن واهجروهن في المضاجع واضربوهن فإن أطعنكم فلا تبتغوا عليهن سبيلا فإن أطعنكم فلا تبغوا عليهن سبيلا إن الله كان عليا كبيرا. The men are those who take a stand over the woman with what Allah has given the bounty to any one of them over the other and with what they spend from their wealth. So women are those who amend, that is they correct, who are devout and they preserve for the absent with what Allah has preserved. And those women whom you fear of their jarring, emotional shock, then sermon them and abandon them in the beds and strike them. So if they obey you, then do not seek over them away. Surely Allah is high, great. This is Surah Muhammad 47, Surah Ayah 4 to 8. This one ayat is فَإِذَا لَقِيْتُمُ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا فَضَرْبَ الرِّقَابِ. The ayah says, when you meet those who reject, you strike the people on the neck. I will just read you these references, write down this. Then there is Surah Muhammad 47, 25 ayat. And there is another Surah Anfal 8, 12 ayat. And there is Surah Nisa 4, 59 ayat. To the rejecters, Allah says, to the believer, you strike on the necks. Then he says, فَكَيْفَ إِذَا تَوَفَّتْهُمُ الْمَلَائِكَةِ يَضْرِبُونَ وُجُوهَهُمْ وَأَدْبَارُهُمْ. And look at how the angels, when the man dies or near he dies, the angels strikes to the rejecters on their faces and on their backs. إِذْ يُوحِي رَبُّكَ إِلَى الْمَلَائِكَةِ أَنِّي مَعَكُمْ فَثَبِّتُوا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا سَأُلْقِي فِي قُلُوبِ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا الرُّعْبَ فَاضْرِبُوا فَوْقَ الْأَعْنَاقِ وَاضْرِبُوا مِنْهُمْ كُلَّ بَنَانٍ. The portion I am reading with this is when the inspiration, your Lord gave inspiration to the malaikas that I am with you, you firmly establish those who believe and then I will in those who do not believe, I will put fear in their hearts, those who reject, and then strike, fadribu, then strike on their necks, above their necks. And fadribu means strike, fauqa anaq means on the necks, wadribu and strike, minum kullal banan, on the fingertips. So, Al-Hujjat 49 and Ayah 12, Ya ayyuhal ladheena amanu ijtanibu kathiran minaz zanni, inna ba'da zanni ithmun ithm. ولا تجسسوا ولا يغتب بعضكم بعضا ايحب احدكم ان ياكل لحم اخيه ميتا فكرهتموه واتقوا الله ان الله تواب رحيم. O you who believe, avoid much suspicion. Surely some suspicion is a sin, and you do not spy and do not backbite one another. Would any one of you would like to eat the flesh of his dead brother? So you would dislike it. And take guard of Allah. Surely Allah is returning merciful. Al-Hujurat 49 surah and 6 ayat. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu in ja'akum fasiqun binaba'in fatabayyanu in antusibu qawman bijahalatin fatusbihu ala ma fa'altum nadibin. O you who believe, if an immoral person or a liberal who takes liberty, you know, fasiq is a liberty, who takes liberty person comes to you with a news or a prophecy, so seek clarification that you may reach people the prophecy and with ignorance, then you begin the day regretting over what you have done. Al-Nur 24 ayah 6 and 7. وَالَّذِينَ يَرْمُونَ أَزْوَاجَهُمْ وَلَمْ يَكُلْ لَهُمْ شُهَدَاءُ إِلَىٰ أَنفُسُهُمْ فَشَهَادَةُ أَحَدِهِمْ أَرْبَعُ شَهَادَةٍ بِاللَّهِ إِنَّهُ لَمِنَ الصَّادِقِينَ والخامسة أن لعنة الله عليه in kana min al-kadhibin, and those who put a charge on their wives, on their parents, and do not have witnesses for them except themselves, so the evidence on them, so the evidence of them alone is bearing of witness four times with Allah, surely that He is from the truthful ones, and the bearing of witness fifth time, that there will be a curse of Allah over him if he is from those who lie. An-Nur 24:8-9. And he will avert the punishment from her if she witnesses four times by bearing witness with Allah that surely he is from those who lie, and the bearing of witness fifth time that there will be anger of Allah over her if her husband is from the truthful ones. It says in Baqarah 2 and Ayah 282, staple page. Ya ayyuhal ladheena amanu idha tadayantum bidaynin ila ajalin musamma faktubu wastashhidu shahidaini. I am reading portions. It's not complete ayah. It's a very big ayat. I am just reading portions of that ayah. Ya ayyuhal ladheena amanu idha tadayantum bidaynin ila ajalin musamma faktubu. Further it says downwards, wastashhidu shahidaini min rijalikum fa'in lam yakuna rajulaini فَرَجُلٌ وَامْرَأَتَانِ مِمَّنْ تَرْضَوْنَ مِنَ الشُّهَدَاءِ أَنْ تَضِلَّ إِحْدَاهُمَا فَتُذَكِّرَ إِحْدَاهُمَا الْأُخْرَى. Oh, you believe, whenever you have judged with a judgment of a deal or a contract or a marriage or anything towards a fixed period of time, so write it down and seek two witnesses from your men. Then if there are no two men, then one man and two women from whom you are pleased, agreed from the witnesses. That is, if one woman has strayed from the two of them, then the other reminds her. Surah Nisa 4 and Ayah 19. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu la yahillu lakum an tarithu nisaa karha wala ta'adhuluhunna litadhabu bi ba'd ma ataytumuhunna illa an ya'tina bi fahishatin mubayyina wa ashiruhunna bil ma'ruf فَإِنْ كَرِيْتُمُهُنَّا فَأَسَانْ تَكْرَهُ شَيْئًا وَيَجْعَلَ اللَّهُ فِيهِ خَيْرًا كَثِيرًا. Oh, you believe, it is not lawful for you to inherit women in dislike, and do not become difficult for them, that you may go off with a part of what you have given to them, except they have come with clear obscurity, and accompany them with recognition. Then if you dislike them, so it may be that you dislike a thing and Allah has made much betterment. For Nisa 15 ayat, page number 1920. Wallati yatin al-faisha min nisaikum fastashhidu alayhinna arbatam minkum fa'in shahidu fa'amsikuhunna fil buyut hatta yatawaffahunna al-maut aw yaj'alallahu lahunna sabila. And those from your women who comes with obscurity, take four witnesses amongst you on them. Then if they bear witnesses, so detain them in the houses until death is complete on them or Allah has set a way for them. Surah 17:30 ayat. وَلَا تَقْرُبُ الزِّنَا إِنَّهُ كَانَ فَاحِشًا وَسَاءَ سَبِيلًا. Do not go near to fornication or zina. وَلَا تَقْرُبُ الزِّنَا إِنَّهُ كَانَ فَاحِشًا. إِنَّهُ كَانَ فَاحِشًا. Zina is a faisha. وَسَاءَ سَبِيلًا, and a way to evil. Page, staple page. According to Good News Bible, Jews and Christian faith, Leviticus, this is, I am reading the Bible, Leviticus 20 verse 10, if a man commits adultery with the wife of the fellow Israelite, both he and the woman shall be put to death. And the further in John 8 verse 4, teacher, they said to Jesus, this woman was caught in the very act of committing adultery. In our law, Moses commanded that such a woman must be stoned to death. Now what do you say? John 8 7, they stood there asking him question. He straightened up himself and said to them, whichever one of you has committed no sin may throw the first stone at her. Surah Nisa 4 and Ayah 20. وَإِنْ أَرَدْتُمُ اسْتِبْدَالَ زَوْجٍ مَكَانَ زَوْجٍ وَآتَيْتُمْ إِحْدَاهُنَّ قِنْطَارًا فَلَا تَخُذُوا مِنْهُ شَيْئًا أَتَخُذُونَهُ بُهْتَانًا وَإِثْمًا مُبِينًا. And if you intend to exchange or change the place of a wife with another wife, and you have given heaps to one of them, so you do not take anything from that, Will you take it with a false accusation and with a clear sin? In Surah 4:128, وَإِنِ امْرَأَةٌ خَافَتْ مِنْ بَعْلِهَا نُشُوزًا أَوْ إِعْرَازًا فَلَا جُنَاهَا عَلَيْهِمَا أَنْ يُسْلِحَا بَيْنَهُمَا صُلْحًا وَالصُّلْحُ خَيْرٌ وَأُحْضِرَتِ الْأَنْفُسُ شُحَّةً وَإِنْ تُحْسِنُوا وَتَتَّقُوا فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ كَانَ بِمَا تَعْمَلُونَ خَبِيرًا. And if the wife is fearful from her husband of the jarring emotional shock of being avoided, reluctant, then there is no sin on both of them that they should amend, correct between themselves. For correction is an amendment is better, and the souls of the psyche are present to stinginess, to spend or give or share in wealth. And if you do good and take guard, and so surely Allah is well acquainted with what you do. Surah An-Nisa 4:127 ayah. وَيَسْتَفْتُونَكَ فِي النِّسَاءِ قُلِ اللَّهُ يُفْتِيكُمْ فِيهِنَّ وَمَا يُتْلَى عَلَيْكُمْ فِي الْكِتَابِ فِي يَتَامَى النِّسَاءِ اللَّاتِي لَا تُؤْتُونَهُنَّ مَا كُتِبَ لَهُنَّ وَتَرْغَبُونَ أَن تَنكِحُوهُنَّ وَالْمُسْتَضْعَفِينَ مِنَ الْوِلْدَانِ وَأَن تَقُومُوا لِلْيَتَامَى بِالْقِسْطِ وَمَا تَفْعَلُوا مِنْ خَيْرٍ فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ كَانَ بِهِ عَلِيمًا. And they seek your legal advice in concerning women. Say, Allah gives you a legal advice concerning them. And whatever is recited over you in the book concerning the orphan woman, you do not give what has been written for them, and you desire to marry them. And you do not give to those who are weak amongst the children, and that you take a stand for the orphan woman with justice, and what you do from the betterment, then surely Allah knows with it. Surah Nisa 4 and Ayah 3. وَإِنْ خِفْتُمْ أَلَّا تُقْسِطُوا فِي الْيَتَامَى فَانْكِحُوا مَا طَابَ لَكُمْ مِنَ النِّسَاءِ مَثْنَى وَثُلَاثَ وَرُبَاعَ فَإِنْ خِفْتُمْ أَلَّا تَعْدِلُوا فَوَاحِدَةً أَوْ مَا مَلَكَتْ أَيْمَانُكُمْ ذَلِكَ أَدْنَى أَلَّا تَعُولُوا. And if you are fearful that you cannot do justice in the orphans, so marry from the woman orphans who seem good to you, twos and threes and fours. Then if you are fearful that you cannot be equitable or equalize, then marry one, or marry what your right hand possesses. That would be lowlier if you do not support. Further ayah, Surah 4 and 129 ayah. وَلَن تَسْتَطِيعُوا أَلَّا أَن تَعَدِلُوا بَيْنَ النِّسَاءِ وَلَوْ حَرَسْتُمْ فَلَا تَمِيلُوا كُلَّ الْمَيْلِ فَتَذَرُوهَا كَالْمُعَلَّقَةِ وَإِن تُصْلِحُوا وَتَتَّقُوا فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ كَانَ غَفُورٌ رَحِيمًا. And you do not have the capability to be equitable between women. Even if you are eager, so do not incline totally to any one of them, then you leave her as suspended. And if you amend, correct, and take guard, then surely Allah is forgiving, merciful. Surah Nisa 4, Ayah 35. وَإِنْ خِفْتُمْ شِقَاقَ بَيْنِهِمَا فَبَعَثُوا حَكَمًا مِّنْ أَهْلِهِ وَحَكَمًا مِّنْ أَهْلِيَا إِنْ يُرِيدَ إِصْلَاحًا يُوَفِّقِ اللَّهُ بَيْنَهُمَا إِنَّ اللَّهَ كَانَ عَلِيمًا خَبِيرًا. And if you fear of disunity between both of them, then appoint a governor from his family and a governor from her family. If they both intend to amend or correct, Allah will put harmony between them. Surely Allah is knowing, acquainted. The further four Surah 4, 130 ayat. وَإِنْ يَتَفَرَّقَ يُغْنِ اللَّهُ كُلًّا مِّن سَعَتِهِ وَكَانَ اللَّهُ وَاسِعًا حَكِيمًا. And if both of them differ, Allah will make both of them free of need from His spaciousness, and Allah is spacious, wise. According to Good News Bible, Jews and Christian Faith, 1 Timothy 3:2, a church leader must be without fault. He must have only one wife, be sober, self-controlled, and orderly. He must welcome strangers in his home. He must be able to teach. Ephesians 5:33, but it also applies to you. Every husband must love his wife as he loves himself, and every wife must respect her husband. That's the relationship between in the Bible. Ephesians 5:22, wives, submit to your husbands as to the Lord. Majazi Khuda. 1 Corinthians 14:35, if they want to find out about something, they should ask their husbands at home. It is a disgraceful thing for women to speak in the church. And in the Quran, As-Saffat 37, أتدعون بعلا وتذرون أحسن الخالقين. Do you call Baal husband as you leave the best of the creators? In the end, At-Taghabun 64 verse 14. يا أيها الذين آمنوا إن من أزواجكم وأولادكم عدوا لكم فاذروهم وإن تعفوا وتصفوا وتغفروا فإن الله غفور رحيم. Oh, you believe, surely among your wives, pairs or oblique wives, and your children are enemies for you. So be cautious of them. And if you pardon them and shake hands and forgive them, surely Allah is forgiving, merciful. Surah 24 and ayah verse 26. Al-khabithatu lil-khabithina wal-khabithuna lil-khabithati wal-tayyibatu lil-tayyibina وَالطَّيِّبُونَ لِلطَّيِّبَاتِ أُولَٰئِكَ مُبَرَّؤُونَ مِمَّا يَقُولُونَ لَهُمْ مَغْفِرَةٌ وَرِزْقٌ كَرِيمٌ. Malicious or bad women are for malicious bad women, and malicious men or bad men are for malicious or bad women, and good women are for good men, and good men are for good women. Those are free from what they say, for them is forgiveness and generous sustenance. Is in Surah Azab 33:35. إن المسلمين والمسلمات والمؤمنين والمؤمنات والقانتين والقانتات والصادقين والصادقات والصابرين والصابرات والخاشعين والخاشعات والمتصدقين والمتصدقات والصائمين والصائمات والحافظين فروجهم والحافظات والذاكرين الله كثيرا والذاكرات أعد الله لهم مغفرة وأجرا عظيما. Surely the Muslim submitting men and the Muslim submitting women and the believing men and the believing women and the devout men and the devout women and the truthful men and the truthful woman and the patient men and the patient woman and the humble men and the humble woman and the men and women who give charity and the men and the women who fast and the men and the women who guard their private parts and the men and the women who remember Allah a lot, for them Allah has prepared forgiveness and a mighty wage. In Surah Furqan 25:74 verse, وَالَّذِينَ يَقُولُونَ رَبَّنَا هَبْلَنَا مِنْ أَزْوَاجِنَا وَذُرِّيَاتِنَا قُرَّةَ أَعْيُنُ وَجَعَلْنَا لِلْمُتَّقِينَ إِمَامًا. And those who say, O our Lord, grant for us the cooling of the eyes from our parents' wives and from our offsprings, and make us a leader for those who guard. Surah Al-Baqarah 2 and ayah 102. I will read in the Arabic, I will translate also. وَاتَّبْعُوا مَا تَتْلُوا الشَّيَاطِينُ عَلَى مُلْكِ سُلَيْمَانُ وَمَا كَفَرَ سُلَيْمَانُ وَلَكِنَّ الشَّيَاطِينَ كَفَرُوا يُعَلِّمُونَ النَّاسَ السِّحْرِ وَمَا أُنزِلَ عَلَى الْمَلَكَيْنِ بِبَابِيلَ حَارُوتَ وَمَارُوتَ وَمَا يُعَلِّمَانِ مِنْ أَحَدٍ حَتَّى يَقُولَ إِنَّمَا نَحْنُ فِتْنَةٌ فَلَا تَكْفُرْ فَيَتَعَلَّمُونَ مِنْهُمَا مَا يُفَرِّقُونَ بِهِ بَيْنَ الْمَرْءِ وَزَوْجِهِ وَمَا هُمْ بِضَارِّينَ بِهِ مِنْ أَحَدٍ إِلَّا بِإِذْنِ اللَّهِ وَيَتَعَلَّمُونَ مَا يَضُرُّهُمْ وَلَا يَنْفَعُهُمْ وَلَقَدْ عَلِمُوا لَمَنِ اشْتَرَاهُ مَا لَهُ فِي الْآخِرَةِ مِنْ خَلَاقٍ وَلَبِئْسَ مَا شَرَوْا بِهِ أَنْفُسَهُمْ لَوْ كَانُوا يَعْلَمُونَ. وَاتَّبَعُوا مَا تَتْلُو الشَّيَاطِينُ عَلَى مُلْكِ سُلَيْمَانَ. Allah says, they followed whatever the shayateen or the satans recited over them under the kingdom of Suleiman. Wama kafara Suleiman, and Suleiman did not reject it or did kufur. Walakinna shayateena kafaru, but the shayateens did kufur or rejected. Yu'allimun an-nasa, they taught people magic. Wama unzila alal malakaini bi babila harut wa marut, and whatever is revealed on the angels in the Bibabil, Harut and Marut are the names. So whatever Allah revealed, whatever the revelation came on the angels, Harut and Marut with the Babil, وَمَا يُعَلِّمَانِ مِنْ أَحَدٍ, whatever they, both of them taught, any one of them, حَتَّى they said, يَقُولَ إِنَّمَا نَحْنُ فِتْنَةٌ, until both of them said, we are under captivation. فَلَا takfur, you do not reject. فَيَتَعَلَّمُونَ مِنْهُمَا مَا يُفَرِّقُونَ بِهِ بَيْنَ الْمَرْءِ وَزَوْجِهِ. Then both of them, from both of them, people learn what is, how to be difference between men and women.